Goodwill Industries of the Valleys was the engine behind the transformation of its campus in Northwest Roanoke into Melrose Plaza, which looked to become an anchor in that part of the city, spurring economic development and community pride. And joining WFIR anchor senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio for an update this morning, Richmond Vincent, president and CEO for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. Richmond, good to see you, and welcome. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Richmond, before we dive into some of the particulars concerning Melrose Plaza, if you would talk about how the focus for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys has changed over the past few years as Melrose Plaza and everything offered there became a priority.
Absolutely. So, you know, a few years ago, we really looked at, you know, the programming and the services that we were providing to the community, and we asked ourselves a couple questions. One of those questions was, can we be the very best at what we're the services we're providing? And one of the things we realized was, you know, there were some community partners who did some of these things better than we did. And so rather than duplicate services, we decided to transition those services over to those partners who do it for a living. And what it did, it allowed us to be able to focus exclusively on really penetrating our local communities that we serve. And so that was really the birthing of the Melrose Plaza concept.
So a lot of the things you were talking about, Richmond, were the training you did.
Yes.
For workforce training, especially people who had some challenges, that type of thing. So
that's right.
Who else is doing that now? And I guess it's sometimes when you come in, you know, you've been here since about 2021.
Yes.
A fresh set of eyes. You're like, okay, why are we duping this, that type of thing? So who was doing some of that training that you normally did before?
Yes, you know, as we looked at our youth services, you know, the Roanoke City Schools was doing a really great job of after-school programming. So we worked with them to transition our kids over there. You know, we serve people with disabilities, which we're very proud of, and we still support. But there was an organization here locally, Solutions Inc., who that's what they did for a living. And it, you know, we could see that they were going to be a very good steward of the people that we serve. So we transitioned to them, our folks over to them. And they've done a great job. I've actually had a chance to visit, and they've done a great job. Mm-hmm. And again, it allowed us to really focus on the things that we could really, really get behind.
Now, Goodwill Industries of the Valleys stretches all the way to Lynchburg?
You know, we have a massive territory. So we go as far north as Harrisonburg, Charlottesville. We go as far south to the Carolina border, as far west as the West Virginia border, and as far east as Farmville.
Wow.
Yes.
So in these other territories, are you still working on the training? Are you doing training there, or are you transitioning to a different model, maybe based on what you're doing here?
We're currently not doing training today, but we are working on a plan so that we can cascade the training throughout our entire territory. And that's really, Gene, why we wanted to really focus, is because we wanted to be able to, whatever we do, we need to be able to provide it in all of our territory, meaning that we need to do it in Charlottesville, in Danville, in Parrisburg. And so the things that we're doing now and focused on are things that we can scale, things that we can financially support, and things that tie with our DNA. Our DNA is helping people achieve their fullest potential. That's what we are. That's what we do, and everything that we do each and every day.
I'm wondering, too, if you found Richmond, and we're talking Richmond Vincent from Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, money gets tight.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys were getting grants and that type of thing, but it's it seems to me, and we've talked to United Way and other people about this, Vince, Richmond, about working more efficiently, working more with partners, especially as nonprofits. Is this something Yes. you have to do these days?
Absolutely. And, you know, part of our transformation here over the past few years was to also divest from public funding, not because we have any type of issues with it, but because we wanted to control our own destiny. Because if we were able to fund it, then we can really drive the results to where we want to achieve. And again, leveraging our community partners, whether it's the United Way, whether it's TAP and others, leveraging them to help us achieve our overall goals.
Just for background again, how are you funded, and how much does the revenue from the thrift stores, where a lot of people I know love to shop, how much does that account for what you want to do?
Yes, you know, 95% of our funding comes from our retail stores. So, you know, our retail stores really drive our ability to serve this community. So the better we do in our retail stores, the more that we can do from a social service perspective. And, you know, Gene, I'm blessed because we have an amazing operations team that really drives towards profitability, because they know the more profitable we are, the more we can impact the community for projects like Melrose Plaza.
So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if nonprofits, and you mentioned that profitability, do you need to think more like a private company, like a business concern?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and some folks may have concerns about that, but, you know, we love it because it's saying how much we value the people that we serve. Because the better we generate profit, the more we can do for the community. Think about a Melrose Plaza. There is no way in the world something like that we could accomplish if we did not have the fortunate ability to generate the profitability to subsidize a project such as that.
Okay. We're talking with Richard and Vincent from the Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and I want to talk about something on campus, but I do want to mention that you played football for Arizona State, but you said you did not root for Arizona in the Final Four in basketball.
That would be treason to support the Wildcats down south there in Arizona. So, no, I'm a Sun Devil for life.
All right. That's cool. I want to talk about the Excel Center, first of all. The adult high school. Now, this is a Goodwill program. It's been done nationally, at least a dozen or so places?
Right now, it's about 25 different states that are operating the adult high school.
How's it going here? How's the attendance going? And how's that model working for you?
You know, Gene, the model's working great. By the way, you know, this is the first adult high school in the Commonwealth. So this does not exist anywhere outside of Roanoke. So kudos to Roanoke and the folks here. And, you know, it's going well. Right now we have a little bit over 57 students. But what I'll tell you, Gene, what was amazing is that we had over the past 3 months, over 500 applicants. So that tells you that there's a major demand for what we offer. And so over 50 students, we have 80% of those students are female, which is interesting for us. But 50% or 80% are female, and over 75% reside in the Northwest Roanoke area.
Okay, that's what you're aiming for.
That's what we're aiming for. Absolutely.
Interesting. Would you say that these are? What's the median age, you think? Are these people that just missed high school, or they're coming back in their 20s, or what?
You know, the age ranges from anywhere from 22 all the way to 70 years old. And I would say probably the median's probably early 30s. And, you know, Gene, what's interesting, you know, we had, every 8 weeks we have an end of session where we congratulate those who have finished one of our sessions. And there was a gentleman who stood up and said, "I am 66 years old. And I am now coming back to get my high school diploma and a credential so I can get a better job." Amen.
Wow. Yes. We're talking with Richard Vincent, the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. I want to talk about I read something about a $1.8 million grant that's going to come to Goodwill. And basically it's to set up an employment services office right there. And just talk about it. It seems logical. Okay, I got my high school diploma.
That's right.
You don't have to wander around. I can go right outside the door and look for a job. Talk about that.
That's right. Yeah. So we were fortunate to receive the $1.8 million grant from the Congressional Direct Spending Program, supported by our two senators, Senator Kaine and Senator Warner. And so what this does is allows us to actually grow the program. And currently right now, we have the high school diploma component, but Gene, we also have a credentialing component as well, so that you get your high school diploma while also getting a certified credential that allows you to get into an occupation that is middle to high wage. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this funding allows us to do. And, you know, our overall goal, Gene, is not to only do well here in Roanoke, but we want to see this concept go throughout our entire territory. So that's what this does. It allows us to continue to grow our student count. And, you know, our goal is, at least here in Roanoke, to have anywhere from 150 to 300 students. And then we want to be able to open this type of facility in each of our respective territories. Yes.
All right, 8:53 at WFIR. We are visiting this morning with Richmond Vincent, president and CEO for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. Richmond, let's talk about the market in Melrose, which opened in late 24. We read that the first full-service grocery store in Northwest Roanoke City in decades is not turning a profit yet, but are you still working to introduce more locals to the market, Richmond, and who may still be shopping elsewhere?
Yes, you know, we are. But, you know, but so but something good about what we've been able to see with the market over the past year is, one, yes, we did. You know, and I call it not a loss, but I call it an investment. So we made an investment into the market over the past year to make sure that it delivered at the same level as a Kroger, a Walmart, or any other grocer here in the market. And so, yes, you know, when we talk about the 1.5 million, but that's, you know, we made sure the store was fully stocked. And when you walked in, you were served with great customer service. So we knew we were going to take that type of loss. And we built that in over a 3 to 5 year horizon. Then we're going to have, you know, losses. But we believe within 5 years, we will break even for the grocery. And I can tell you, over the past 3 months here in 2026, we've had a 25% growth in revenue. We've seen a 25% growth in the number of people coming, so the number of shoppers, and we've seen a doubling of the items purchased. So the, you know, the grocery is well on its way. And by the way, the grocery is operated by Goodwill. You know, we had a number of other firms that we asked to provide service there, and they just said, you know, it just doesn't fit our model. And so for us, we said, okay, fine. Because we do so well in our retail stores, we have a really good business acumen as it relates to retail. So we decided to operate ourselves, partnering with a consultant. And so, you know, I'm really excited, and I see us, you know, doing really well going forward.
So keep donating those clothes and furniture and stuff.
Yes, please continue to donate. That's what drives our engine.
We've only got a couple of minutes left with Richard Knudsen. I wanted to talk briefly about the Harrison Museum of African American Culture, what E.B. Smith is doing. I've talked to E.B. quite a bit just about the programs they're bringing in, special events, that type of thing. It gets people into the Melrose Plaza. Talk about E.B.'s vision for the Harrison Museum of African American Culture.
Yes, you know, I think E.B. and the Harrison Museum is doing, you know, a fantastic job. You know, they were a really important aspect of the Melrose Plaza concept, because, you know, as you look at Melrose Plaza, think about us addressing all the social determinants of health. If we do that, then we make that transformative change in that community. And the Harrison was very, very critical on that. And so they've been able to bring in actually a kind of, you know, a new group of patrons that, you know, we didn't get before. And they're providing some services that are really culturally connecting the residents of Northwest with the past, but also setting them up for the future. And so the Harrison Museum has been very critical in our success over the past several months.
Real quickly, there's a bank there. Of course, the library's been there for a while. The Wellness Center, is that up and running yet?
It is up and running, and that's with a partnership with Creating a Clinic. And they have been so fortuitous in allowing us to leverage their resources to really begin to provide that wellness culture in Northwest Roanoke.
Real quickly, we only got about a minute left, but I wanted you to touch on the announcement recently with the Virginia Western Community College, Dr. Laura Trainer, with the Excel Center. Will that make it easier for Excel graduates maybe to get into community college?
Absolutely. Not only get into community college, but what it's doing too, they are providing the credentialing for us for the students at the Excel Center. And so,
so they're synced into what the local industries need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're also working with us as we look at internships for those students as well. But they have been a critical partner in this process. And actually, we could not do it without their assistance. So we are very thankful to Dr. Trainer and her team over at Virginia Western.
Right. I think we could talk for another 10 minutes, but we're going to have to leave it there. Richmond Vincent, yes. President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of the Valley. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.